Hello, welcome on this October 22nd to Enter the Light. We're here to answer your questions and help you out with everything you need. But first of all, let me introduce everyone. I'm Linda Irwin, and with us today are Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro with Jaden, and Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. And we're waiting for our special guest today, Bob Eden in Australia. He is a published author and someone who has dealt with deep depression. He now has found a way to listen to your body to heal your mind and your whole being. His mission is to eradicate suicide. So we'll be waiting for him to call in, and I'm sure you'll enjoy him. We've enjoyed him in the past. But for right now, Lynn, you had a little story you wanted to share for us.
Yeah, I did. Thank you, Linda. One of the reasons Linda's agreed to take on the hosting today is I was absolutely exhausted. Thursday was the end of a journey with my 17-year-old cat, Daisy, who's been sick for the last couple of months, like needing sort of almost full-time care. So Thursday night, it was getting clear, like she wasn't responding to meds or anything that we could do for her in the physical. So I think it was her time to go. So Thursday night, I bundled her up and I was holding her in my arms all wrapped up. And I said, listen, Daisy, it's okay to go. You can go, hon. You don't have to stay. It's really hard in this body. And I told her, my partner who just crossed in August, his name to the animals was Dadu. He's Dadu. I'm Moogie. And so anyway, I said, Daisy, you can go see Dadu, okay? You go see Dadu. And that night, she left, and she didn't come back. And cats are well known to do this. If they're not going to live, they'll go off by themselves. But she has crossed. And I think it was really, really painful because you just love them. And it's weird. It's almost harder to let go of an animal than a human. And I don't know why that is, because I don't love my people any less. But anyway, the point of this story is I've been cleaning up after a long illness with her. So I was, you know, doing the laundry and cleaning up where she messed and whatever. And I had taken up her basket last night. And this morning I came out, and where her basket had been were two bright copper pennies just sitting there. And pennies is a very common way for, my dad gets in touch with me that way. He drops pennies. And I know a lot of people get coins as spirit sign. But these pennies just made my millennium. I'm like, my heart felt like it just healed up about 50% just finding these. And like, I didn't drop them because I haven't used pennies in ages. They've been taken off the market in Canada. So there were no pennies in the house that could have just dropped there. They were placed where her basket had been. And I think that's two. I think it was my dad and Daisy left on their behalf. So thank you, Spirit, because, wow, it just blew my mind. And that's my story.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, this time of year, the veil grows a little thinner, and I've had some practical jokes done to me as well.
Oh, cool.
The night before, I had cut my finger while cleaning, and I had put a Band-Aid on it, and I know which finger it was, but when I woke up in the morning, the Band-Aid had been moved to another finger. It's like, ha-ha, very funny. And then last night, after the dishwasher had been removed, they taped the extra wire to the back of the cabinet so that it wouldn't get in the way, and it was taped pretty good. Well, when I got up today, the wire had come away, but the tape hadn't moved. Now, you explain that one.
Wow.
Anybody else have any amazing stories about what's going on right now?
I think Bob is here.
Oh, is he?
Do you see that extra digit?
Come on.
614-614-587. It's got an extra digit.
It's
and
Bob.
I think he just... It's Bob. Yep.
It's Bob.
It's Bob. Hi, Bob. Are you on with us?
Yeah, it's nice to know I've got an extra digit. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But...
Is it a finger or a toe?
I don't know. What's it look like from your end?
I remember. Bob, I just gave your introduction, and I thought maybe you could share a little bit about how you're working to eradicate suicide after your serious depression.
How I'm working, well, through my books, which are for sale, so I'm on the YouTube channel, and my focus probably over the last 12 months has been to, but I'm more well known on the internet than I am in my local community, so I've been making an effort to get the information out. I've set up a bi-weekly support group, either in the flesh or on Zoom, for the local community, and I'm also hooked into men's groups across Australia and the world, actually. I'm regional ambassador for NASCA, the National Association of Adult Survivors of Child Abuse, which is based in the US, but it's a global thing. So, yeah, I'm always keen to find new avenues to spread the message that there is no such thing as mental illness, and that there are ways other than taking pills to get out, to get through what for me was a rite of passage. And we have generations of programming and brainwashing leading us to believe that depression is a mental illness. Well, it's for me, my realization on the other side of it was that it was a rite of passage. I was living my programming, living all that I'd been taught by the indoctrination system and mainstream media, and I wasn't listening to my heart. I wasn't living my authentic self. So on the journey I went on, I just stumbled, if you like, stumbled across the way to connect with who I really am and who I'm really meant to be. And that was just through listening to my heart. I found all my solutions by listening to my heart.
Okay, do we have any callers coming in, waiting to talk to us and Bob?
Sure. We do have 610 is a caller. We'll bring them on.
Hello,
610. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Sure, my name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah, I'm working with you for you.
I wanted to ask a question about my relationship and see what you're picking up.
About what? I didn't catch the name either. I'm sorry. What?
My name is Sarah, and I wanted to see what you're picking up about my relationship.
Relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Lynn.
Excuse
I can go
us
ahead.
While we shuffle.
Oh, I'm picking something up here, so I'll start off if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm referring to when I speak of Sisyphus, Sarah?
Sisyphus?
Okay. It's a Greek myth about a guy who rolled. Yeah. No, it's okay. The story's what's important. This guy rolled a rock up a mountainside every single day, and every single day it rolled back down. So I'm getting this as a metaphor for what I'm picking up on your relationship. It feels like you're doing the same thing over and over and getting no results. Is that correct for you?
I'm not sure 100%.
Okay. You don't have to... Yeah, you don't have to force it to make it work. It just feels like there's something that is maybe broken in the relationship that it, no matter what you try to do to fix it, it just keeps staying the same is what I'm picking up. And as I say, don't try to make it work because it may be something that you understand later. But that's what's coming through for me, Sarah, and I'll pass to the next person.
This is Linda really quick, and I'm seeing fog, very heavy fog, as in you're not sure of this relationship at all. It seems to go one way one day and different way the next, and you can't really see clearly. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm going to pass it to the others. Maybe they can help clarify the fog for you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hawk?
Yeah, I honestly, that message is spot on for me too. So basically, the cards are telling me that you're at a point where you need to know that you're in complete control of your destiny and what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You pulled the world card, and sometimes the world card can feel overwhelming because we know at our core that we're in control of everything that's happening to us. On your current path, I do see a lot of pain, but it's through that pain that you can find some spiritual insight and grow.
Okay.
I do see it as a necessary experience for you. This is a card I have had to become intimate with recently too, and it's the Ten of Swords, but just know that the sun is rising on the other side, but you have to see past the dark clouds in front of it.
Okay. So do you see the relationship continuing or ending? Because I'm not sure exactly, you know, so.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my card is literally telling me that that is your choice, that the present is the world. You have it in your hands. So I will remind you this, because I was doing some meditation with A Course in Miracles, the second workbook for students today. And the lesson for me today, and maybe it'll be the same lesson for you, is the one holy, true thought one can hold about the past is that it is not here. To think about it at all is therefore to think about illusions.
Okay.
So it's a way of approaching your current situation without the past, knowing that you're in control, meaning that you can determine how positive the outcome is. It is completely dependent up to you. And I know how overwhelming that can be. I also see the King of Cups in the past, and that could be this man, but it could also be the projection of how you need to learn these strong emotions, be the king of the water. And with that, you'll have the spiritual enlightenment too.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope that helps. And just know that you're worthy. You are love. You are light. You are truth. And
okay. This
reality is a mirror to us. So how you feel on the outside, on the inside is what you're going to project out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peace
so
and blessings,
this is
Sarah.
Thanks, Hawk. This is Tony, and you're probably not going to like what I have to say, and I probably maybe shouldn't say it, but then I drew a card and also did my pendulum, and it kind of reinforced. I don't feel that you're safe where you are in this relationship. I specifically asked if it was a good relationship. It said no. Is it a safe relationship? No. But the card that came up was the arrow, and it says surround yourself with positive people, like what Hawk was saying, and Lynn, and I believe Linda, and I'm sure Jessica is going to have the same message, is that it's like what Hawk said. You need to do the work inside to keep not picking the same people. Is that a way to say it, I guess? I don't know. This is not your person. I don't have a crystal ball. Is the relationship going to work? I'm not sure. I just don't feel that it's the message I'm getting from your guide, and they're really powerful, and they're saying that you need to tap into your guides because you really know how to do that. But you've been kind of not tapping into them because you don't like what they're saying, and you're probably not going to like what we're saying. But it's just maybe a warning to you that it's time, you know, to tap out. Sarah, sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jessica?
Yes. Hi, Sarah. The card that literally flew out for you was the humility card. It was the harmony card. I was on the wrong page. This harmony card came flying out. And this card says, so I don't know if something's out of balance or you're feeling something's out of balance in your relationship, but this harmony card flew out for you, and it says, when you sit in stillness, satisfied that your soul is on the right path and that everything is right in your world, even for a moment, it is a true gift, one you have created for yourself. Feeling balanced and harmonious on this earth plane is very difficult, and when it happens, your spirit soars, but yet it takes work on your part. But that's what you signed up for when you agreed to incarnate here, creating order in tumultuous physical dimension is like walking a tightrope. Your constant awareness is on keeping your balance while dealing with the obstacles in your path. The good news is that the more you practice, the easier it becomes. If something within your being is out of balance, it will come to the surface of your awareness to give you the opportunity to be explored further and understood more deeply. Realize that some things that might upset your equilibrium originate from outside you and are beyond your control. But you do have control over the inner self. Always remember to approach life with an attitude of love, compassion, and empathy. When you are at peace with yourself, it is easier to be at peace with everything else. And that's what I got for you.
Okay.
Bob, did you have anything for Sarah?
Yeah. What springs to mind is something that brings me to peace and calmness in my life. And it's another one of my little one-liners. The question I would ask Sarah is, does she feel nurtured in this relationship? For me, whatever is not nurturing for me, I simply call the beast. And I no longer feed the beast. And it's that simple.
Does that help you, Sarah?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you. And be sure to call back in and let us know how it goes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I've got an issue that I'd like the panel's input on, if that's okay.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm trying to stay out of fear and stay in a higher vibration, but you know, it's how can I put it? You don't know you're sick until you go to the doctor. Now, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been presented by my doctor with information that suggests I might have bowel cancer, I might have prostate cancer, all my lymph nodes are swollen up, and, you know, I've had one lot of ultrasounds, I'm going for some more ultrasounds, and a colonoscopy, and what else? Booked in to see a urologist, and it's like everybody I meet in the Western medical system, when they're looking at my symptoms, they're all panicking and fear-based, and it's like, I don't want to go there, you know. It's funny, the only fear I have is, well, I don't feel fearful. I'm concerned, and I'm not sure which path to take. But I think that what feels right for me is to totally trust in my own process. You know, whatever manifests in the physical has a spiritual origin as far as I'm concerned. So if there's any healing to be done, I'm not going to go through chemo or radiation or if it's cut off of me. I think it's more of an inner journey. But I would like your guys' input on that. It would help me stay out of the fear dome. Dun, 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 dun.
First of all, would I get right away if I can just jump in for Bob? I really feel strong, Bob, that you're not ready to go anywhere yet. I mean, I just, that's just what I feel.
Me neither.
I don't feel like you're ready to go anywhere yet. Yeah, that's just what I got right away. Anyone else?
Yeah, I do have something. I'm reminded of my own problems that I had with doctors here in McCall. They told me I probably had diabetes, probably had cancer, probably had this, that, and the other thing, and then I meditated on it, watched my diet closely, and when I went back, well, now this isn't showing up. It's like, okay. So just be aware that sometimes doctors are in the business of thinking the worst right away, and it may not be the worst. So that was my situation. I can't say that holds true for everyone, but maybe it's an inflammation, some type of infection that's showing up that way. Like I said, get other opinions. Don't go just by what they're telling you right up front. Don't get scared, because the actual fear will cause cortisol to release in your system, and the cortisol can make things, you know, inflame more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob?
Have you had second opinions now, Bob?
Well, I'm going to see a urologist sometime soon down in Mackay, and I'm going for a colonoscopy locally sometime in the next couple of weeks. And as far as Western medicine goes, and me being totally responsible for my life, you know, and nobody knows my body better than me, all I'm doing, trying to do, is use the Western medical system to give me the information, to give me the diagnosis of what's going on in the physical realm, and so that I can deal with that in natural ways. You know,
I think you're going to get that answer in the next couple of weeks with the two tests that you're taking or people that you're seeing.
Mm. Well, I've had loads of blood tests, you know.
Yeah, the blood tests are leaning more towards the cancer, correct?
They're hinting at it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the feeling I got, this is a bad day for me to have to say stuff. I just keep getting all bad answers. I don't know if they're bad or just the truth. I feel that they're right. The message I just got was that you are going to get your answer, and then you are going to be able to practice your Western medicine, but I also feel that you're going to need the other medicine also if, like Jessica said, you're not ready to go yet. So I think you're going to have to make choices outside of your normal, normal thinking to pull through these. I mean, I could be completely wrong. It's just the message I'm getting today. So I don't know.
Well, for me, that's as far as I will use Western medicine. I've already started back into using CDS, chlorine dioxide, and which I used successfully many years ago. So, by the time I get to see the urologist, I probably will have cured myself anyway. And there's so many more natural remedies out there, hydrogen peroxide, turpentine, you know, there's just so many. And even the power of feeling, like in that hospital in Beijing where they filled people's tubes with chi energy. So, yeah.
Hey, Bob, this is Hawk.
Okay.
Welcome
Who's
to the show,
the
by
dishes?
The way. I don't know.
Somebody sounds like somebody's doing the washing up.
Well, we've got to constantly clean, right? I think what you're bringing up is so absolutely important for absolutely everyone listening and experiencing this life in general, because it gets complicated the more we know about spirit and the more that we travel to spirit and we get our answers and we're able to feel that love and that white light. Then we have to bring attention to our bodies. And it just feels like sometimes the bodies are so far away from that spirit that we know is the ultimate truth. And so we have to remind ourselves that we did choose to experience these human bodies for a reason. And then it gets tough because, yeah, sometimes we think, well, I do believe that illness is self-caused, and it's usually because we have some lesson to learn. And then it might put you into some sad thought pattern of, I deserve this, or I need to learn something because I need to suffer. And I get how confusing it can be. And I've had these thoughts a lot recently about healing, about the body, and how we feel separated from spirit. One of the only thoughts that comforts me sometimes is that remember that this is just a blip in time so that we can learn lessons. And I do think that the suffering, as they say in Buddhism, is fundamental to having a physical body. And it's actually our grace through those hard experiences showing everyone else how we will not surrender the love and the light during those toughest experiences that actually teach others the most. Because we can get on this show and we can talk all our one-liners and our quotes from our favorite spiritual masters, but sometimes just smiling is all they needed. And I do think that your journey's not over. I kind of think that your suffering is a part of that journey. I agree with you that Western medicine should tell you what maybe your body is expressing to the other physical world around you. But I do believe that it will be your faith that heals you. And it may or may not look the way we want it to look in the body. But it is all about that mind, your spirit.
Ooh. Yeah, for me, it's blatantly obvious that in Western society, we do not have a healthcare system. We have a disease management system because there's no long-term profit in curing people.
Exactly.
You know, they just want customers. They don't want cures. And
so, Bob, I wanted to suggest these things or ask you, have you had an ayahuasca ceremony? Have you ever participated in an ayahuasca ceremony? I wonder if this is what is going to guide you to that. I did pull a card asking what you were supposed to be doing, what the answer is for what's going on. And I pulled the Four of Swords, and I love this card. To me, it really represents the 3 days of death initiation ceremony, the ritual, the actual act of dying before you die, so that when you die, you won't die. And I do think that it's going to catalyze this situation for you. And I wonder if that ceremony is a literal ritual or ceremony that you might do. And if it's not ayahuasca, which is something I truly believe connects us to Mother Earth, then maybe it's something closer to hypnotic regression, the QHHT that Dolores Cannon pioneered. That could really be it, too. You might just need to do some soul surfing and some past life surfing and go home for a second to heal your physical body because you'll have that purpose reinstilled in you.
Well, in my own journey, I've faced my own death probably about a dozen times. And the most powerful one was probably around about 2008, when I actually bet my life on trusting my intuition. And so, although sometimes I forget, I still keep coming back to, I totally trust in my own process. And it was the pain of my depression that actually was the driving force for me to go within and heal the wounds of my childhood and face my demons and face my abusers. And it wasn't until I was able to totally forgive my abusers that I was able to heal that aspect of my life. So, yeah, from where I'm coming from, every event in my life holds a lesson for me. I just have to be open, listen, and then trust in my process.
Exactly. And I think you're due for another rebirth, and that's what this is indicative of. And I just want to also say that I think because we're at a very special time in history and in timelines, us approaching New Earth, I feel like a lot of us that came back now have so much karma to work through, and we're trying to do it in one lifetime. Before now, you might have had a 60-year existence where you were working on a farm and pretty much every day was the same. Now, every day is almost completely different, and we're working through a lot of things while trying not to make any new agreements. And so I think that we all have to practice that rebirth over and over again. So that's just a big call out to everyone. Earth shift, happy now. We're doing it together.
Yes, we are.
I was told that
amen.
I've had over 200,000 lifetimes. And sometimes, folks, it really feels like it. But yeah. What encourages me is, the evolution of consciousness is exponential. And we've just turned the corner. We are leaving the age of power and entering the age of integrity. And wherever I look around the world, integrity is overcoming power. And so from that, I just know that, we're on a schedule and our ascension is inevitable.
I agree. And that is totally a good message to the world again. Like, through all of this darkness, I can see the light behind it. All of this darkness that has to come now, right? It's darkest before the dawn, but the sun will rise. And it's happening, and we're making it happen. And we're focusing on the love and the light and the truth, because it's only the lack of those that creates fear, that creates, doesn't even create, it makes the illusion of fear, darkness, and lies.
Well, what I love about this process is, and it just goes back to my Sioux principle, we're all sovereign, unique, and equal. And for me, simply by sharing our stories, we help to heal each other. So
exactly.
As more and more people have the courage to share and be vulnerable, especially men, it's really hard for men, but as more and more people get together and share their stories, we as a collective are helping to heal each other.
You are so right. I was talking about this earlier. We have to talk. We have to actually talk about the dark, fearful things that we haven't talked about yet so that we can start to shed light on it. And we are doing that, and I think it is beautiful. You're totally right. We should move on to another caller if we can, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And who's our next caller?
We have 203.
Hi.
Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Before, Hi. Before I ask my question, I want to, maybe this was divine synchronicity, but I thought I had colon cancer. It turned out to be erectile ulcer, okay? But I spent a month looking at a lot of videos, and I just want to tell Bob to look into these. They're called functional doctors, functional medicine, if I got the term right. And they're doing it. It's not, it's alternative, but it's not like, what do you call it? Like, so alternative that it's voodoo. You know, it's, these guys are from Stanford and Harvard. Oh, well, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, I was just making fun. We call it woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Okay. Well, there's a guy in particular, and Dr. Berg, like Iceberg, B-E-R-G, he's all over YouTube. And there are many accounts of people who had bingo, you know, just like stage 4 cancer. They like just get diagnosed, and they actually reversed it in 4 months. And it's not hokey. It's, you know, they follow the Dr. Berg, like, protocol. So if you want to look into that, I spent a month because I thought I might have it myself. So, and I thought, wow, this is something for, you know, for somebody who doesn't know what they're getting into and have no answers. This was, you know, I would jump on that because it's not anything you have to do. You just watch the videos, and you might resonate with you.
I think that's synchronicity. I'm just going to confirm that.
It is hard.
I know.
I've been looking it up here, and Linda mentioned something last week, I think, about immunotherapy, and it sounds like it's in that field of taking it away from the strict, pure, treating the body like a machine, which it is, but there's a human being in that. And I think what we're going to, the functional medicine, I've been looking it up online as you speak. This looks like a really brilliant thing for everyone who's going through something to look up. Wow. And Michelle, like, that's magic. That's what Wayne Dyer calls real magic, that you should call in just now with that for Bob and for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You actually had patched me into the phone, and then Bob brought that up, and you unpatched me.
Yes,
and
I did.
So I know, and I was chomping at the bit because I really wanted to, you know, there's a lot of videos, there's a lot of success, so I hope that helps.
Wow.
I mean, it goes right to Bob's point of how we have to talk about it and heal each other. And this is exactly what's happening. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's hard to say something like that. Oh, you're welcome. It's hard. It's like, even for me, like, I didn't want to tell anybody that I had. And then I got used to it.
Yeah.
But luckily I just had an ulcer. Well, so I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys were really good the last time, by the way, I want to tell you that it was regarding some new person I had met, and I really thought we were going to be friends, and it was a guy, and it was really special. And you were right. He disappointed me. So you're all absolutely right. So I'm relying
on
you.
What were the positive lessons out of that? What were any positive lessons out of that?
Out of that, no, it's
for
just
you.
I just keep getting disappointed by people, and I'm thinking, and this is my question, and if you don't mind, I want to ask also another quick question about my cats. Mm-hmm. My basic question is, you know, I've been trying to, I'm now without a job, and I am all settled here, and I have a lot of cats. I've got like 7 cats and 3 kittens, but I am not really happy here. I'm not meeting people. who I really like, certainly nobody to date, and I'm not even near the ocean. And I'm thinking of possibly just moving maybe like 200-300 miles, trying to get closer to the ocean and find a job and moving where I can put my cats in the car.
Which ocean?
Well, the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, I love California, okay, but it's too much to go with the cats. And the other question is,
I just was wondering which direction you were going.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the Atlanta area now, so I'm thinking towards maybe North Carolina. And the other question is, should I keep one or two of the new kittens?
Well, this is Linda, and I do have something for you on the cats. Hi. Yeah, they're feeling a lot of weird energy around where you're at right now. And sometimes they act out a little bit when that happens. And getting them away from that energy is probably going to be very healthy for them. They can even get sick if there's too much negative energy around them. You know what I mean? And as far as the kittens go, I would actually make sure first that they're healthy, and when they're old enough, fix them. And then see if you can personally find someone that perhaps through an ad or something that could take care of them. I know when
I do have people.
Oh, good. Very good. Because I wouldn't trust them to just go out from a shelter or something. Yeah, making sure that you know. And that way you still keep a connection to them in a way, because if you know the people, maybe you can visit with them, they can send you pictures of them, and you can still have them in your family, extended family as it were. But yeah, I think too a lot of the tension might be a little bit of, I don't know, rivalry, some of the cats. I have a friend has several, and there's some rivalry going on there, and they try to outdo each other with some of the things that don't work well for the house, you know, like marking or tearing things up or fighting over food or snacks or, you know, I'm more important. You get off the bed with her because I'm more important, you know, those kinds of things. Yeah. So they fight for your attention too. Yeah.
It backfired on me. They're not as well behaved as they should be because they're too nervous or there's too many of them. But these new kittens, it's breaking my heart. So I just wanted to know what you thought.
Yeah, I think getting the kittens to a good home would help a lot because there's a lot of tension going on. And part of that tension is that they're picking up stuff around your area where you live. Because I believe all animals are empathic. So if they sense stuff going on around them, even though it's outside the house, then they're going to pick up on that and act on that. So getting to an area that's probably outside city limits would be good.
I have a really lovely backyard, but, you know, it's I don't know.
Can I ask you a question, Colin?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? And thanks for mentioning Dr. Berg. I'm fully aware of his work and the path of functional medicine. So thank you for that. The question I would ask you is, what does your heart say? What is your heart telling you? And I think you've already answered that question. But
about the kitten.
No, about your move.
Oh.
I'm
not meeting
your
anybody here. Yeah.
I agree
I wouldn't
with
mind
where
trying.
Bob's going with this. It sounds like you have an answer. You were kind of already telling us.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where if you keep following that idea and that answer, you might actually have the answer yourself.
Yes, but I didn't get going north, though. I got going south to the ocean. I definitely got like the rest of everybody that I think Linda said move. I think your first answer that you said when you were telling us the question, you already know that you probably should be moving. You're not happy. Your heart, like Bob's saying and Hawk, You have to reach inside. We obviously can tell you're not happy by the way you're speaking. I got more like going south. I got like Jacksonville. I don't know. Florida. I don't usually tell people to go to Florida, but that's what I got for you. And on the pendulum, it definitely said yes about the move and no about keeping the kittens. So, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody else get south and not north? Because I could look down south, but I was afraid of the alligators with more of my cats. That was one thing.
Well, that's
I
more
have
on
to
a
say
lake,
that
not the ocean.
I'm also from North Carolina, so when you said that, you know, a little piece of me was like, yeah, why not? And with my cards, I see a new perspective through the hangman. That's something that you just had. I see the Ace of Pentacles currently, Pentacles. So I actually wanted to ask you if about the job or career, because it might be tied in with that where you might move. But it's a very positive card. And then I see Judgment. So basically you will reap the benefits of what you do right now, what you manifest now. And I see that you are next to the water.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know
okay.
if anyone else has to add to that.
Well, I was drawing water, like drawing wavy. It looked like, you know, wavy lines that look like waves coming in. So it's very fluid. It's very watery. What is your astrological sign, Michelle?
I'm a Sagittarian.
Okay, so that's Earth, isn't it? I think.
No, fire. But my ascendant is
oh,
Virgo.
Oh, fire. Okay, no, fire. That's beautiful. All right. I've always found that water, some people like have to have water near them. I think we all do, but some people can't really thrive without having, and I think you're one of those. And I love fire and water because water keeps fire from getting out of hand. Fire keeps water, can make water do like steam, and fire can create with water. And I love that you're going to move to the ocean. Now, just to mess things up, I heard Georgia on my mind. I heard the song Georgia. And I looked it up.
I'm
like,
in
there's
Georgia.
100... Are you in Georgia? Oh, well, shoot. Just
yeah.
go to the coast then. Just go to the coast.
As she said from the beginning, she was like, I think I'm just moving to the coast. You
oh,
might
gosh,
just go straight line east.
I missed that. It must have been the audio or something. Okay, well, holy cow. Just move over and make a lateral move. Like, boop, there you
well,
are.
Isn't Jacksonville close to the Georgia line over there?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's so I'm
oh, well,
getting
there you
the same
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. On the it's Georgia or Florida. Either way I'm getting the coast where you are, definitely. Yeah, I think
yeah,
they're close.
Okay. Don't move far. And it's like keep it simple because really it's not a complicated
yeah.
thing. And you already know
right.
what you need, right? That's so cool. Like a lot of people are like, what do I want? But you're like, I know what I want. And the kittens are going to be fine. Just rehome them. You know the people. And then be happy because what have you got? 7 already on the go, right? So turn that into a pride of lions that you live with. Because I saw, you know what I saw was the Monty Python sketch. Oh, I'm a lion tamer. And it was, so you've got a beautiful pride right there. So keep them and just develop your pride and live with your pride of lions. Because they're the most beautiful people are cats, aren't they?
Yeah.
50 miles. It's 15 miles east of downtown. I guess maybe Jacksonville came up. Maybe it might be a little more affordable than the coast of Georgia. I don't know, but I don't know why that came up. But it's right there in the same vicinity. I just Googled it. So it's on the border.
Stay in
so
Wilson.
If I'm
going to
work,
what?
If I'm going to work,
yeah.
there has to be a job. So
yeah.
I'll
well,
work.
Are you in the medical? Are you in the medical field?
No, I'm an engineer.
Oh, an engineer.
Oh,
maybe there's a
cool.
lot of
yeah,
building
usually,
going on there. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not building. Sorry. Aircraft, I could work medical systems too, but, systems of some sort, but not like construction, just aircraft.
No, so I'm getting I think that's big in Jacksonville. I don't know why I got that. It's got to be something to do with your job, maybe. I feel
Florida,
that isn't up.
NASA.
NASA. It's an up-and-coming place over there. I know that in the medical field because I have several friends that have relocated there in different fields. One of them, I believe, is the one you're in, but I don't know. I don't know if they're paying well now or they're building more around there. It's just Florida is, booming, so I don't know. But it's right there on the same coast. I mean, you could still live on the Georgia coast and work in Jacksonville. I'm not sure. It's not far. But to get back to the alligator thing, I'm from Florida, so I'm going to tell you the alligator thing is only in these man-made lakes that the alligators came. And it's from people that went into pet stores and bought baby alligators that grew up to be big alligators and so on and so forth. But they're not in the ocean. Yeah. Right?
Hey, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not in the salt water.
They're not in the ocean. Moving to the coast is not nothing. Just don't live on a man-made lake is what I tell everybody.
Yeah.
Or walk near one.
The image
tied to your job. Oh,
yeah.
Bob, go ahead, please.
Yeah, the image I'm getting, and it feels really comfortable for me. All I see is a campfire on the beach.
I want to say that I think she just needs to go to the water. You might just need time there.
Yeah.
Because I have the same feeling. Go eat and then figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that'll give me a start. I'll start looking, and maybe I'll check back with you guys to, before I make a big move.
Jessica,
to the job.
Jessica didn't go. Did Jessica have anything? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear Jess.
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm definitely in agreement of moving closer to the water. I was pretty much in agreement with everyone there.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Go for it. I think it'll give you a refresh. I think it'll freshen up your life and kind of give you a refresh.
Or even what Hawk said, just go to the water and see what happens for sure.
Yeah.
She's got to take off cats
about
with
her. I know. Right. It's big about the kittens for whatever reason, and probably because I'm so lonely, that these kittens are just,
You know the answer.
I'm going to tell you a little.
I was going to say.
But let me tell you a little
lonely,
story about
these kittens.
You have a hard
time letting go.
Yeah. My friend, my high school friend of 50-something, not even high school, we're talking elementary school, she is a rescuer, and she started rescuing cats. She's also alone. She lives in Florida. She now has 35 cats. Got to be a time. Now she can't do anything because there's too many to give away, and there's constant kittens, and she constantly tries to trap. I mean, I'm also a trapper, and I go and fix cats and dogs, and I rescue. I do not buy animals. I only rescue. But there has to be it gets to a point where it becomes hoarding or it's too much. Then you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to enjoy the beach. So, take them in, fix them up, and like Linda said, just give them to your community, and then that will create a bigger community, and they'll help more so you're not doing it all yourself.
I agree. The thought I've been having is don't hoard the love for yourself.
Ooh.
Let those kittens love the world because they will be loved, and they will love back, and it doesn't need to be all for you. You have your lucky seven heavens already. You've got the sun through Saturn already guiding you. And I think that is part of your lesson. And you know exactly what it is because you touched upon it and you've been doing that this whole call. So you are very powerful, and we're here to remind you that if you take a moment to look at it yourself, you'll know the answers too.
Well, I'm getting there.
You're doing well. You're very strong. Good job. You got to let us know, like the last time. You have to let us know what happens now because we're invested big time.
Please.
Yes. Okay, I will. Okay. And Bob, good luck. Good luck with that. I know that I also did a Dr. Gundry pill, and my whole situation has actually cleared up and improved. And this was supposed to, every doctor said, nope, you'll never get rid of it. Nope, it'll never go away. Nope. Well, I fixed it.
Good for you. That's
fabulous. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Look how powerful you are. Better than
us. Yeah. In particular, I took BioSync from Dr. Gundry. That was the one that spoke to me. Gets rid of dead cells. Zombie cells, BioSync. So that was
I've read up on that. I was thinking about getting it myself because I have Crohn's.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, look at that. Sure. Yep. I don't know if we're allowed to advertise stuff like that, but it makes sense in the physical world what it is.
Yeah.
And I was just going to add something about hospital food. I had my partner in and out of hospitals all summer, and the food there is absolutely contraindicated for health. It's the worst, excuse my French, but it's the worst shit I ever ate. And it's like, how would they be feeding this to people and expecting them to get well? So this looks really good. It addresses the nutritional needs of the physical body. Rather than here, eat this and go under this machine and take. No, it's good.
I know.
It's really good.
It's bad. Yeah. It's funny you say that, Lynn, because I work in a assisted living, as you know,
yeah.
And I just started doing hair there. I do the hair there for the last year, but I've just started helping in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what we are feeding these people! I'm surprised they're still alive at 90. I
absolutely.
Mean, it's got to be changed. It's got to be changed. And I'm working on that. You know, me and my big mouth, I'm not going to let that happen. But
good for you, Tony.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It really
the
is.
The food is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not what it's something to, well, I don't know what it is, but if you treated a car that way, your car wouldn't run, you know, if you put garbage into it. Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole other show, kids, I think. We have to look at that. But, Michelle, if you want, like, you can contact Bob directly if you want to, like, talk to him at all. His link is on the show link, and just click Bob Eden, and that'll take you to all of the Bob-related stuff on the internet. So
great.
Yeah absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear from you again. You're absolutely fabulous.
Yep.
thanks.
You better
take care of Michelle and take care of those kittens now.
Yeah.
We're up
to all right,
six callers, so
I feel better.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye. Love and light, Michelle. Okay, our next caller is 651. Can we just get your name, please?
Christiana.
Oh, hi, Christiana.
Oh, hi.
Turn you over to Linda. Excellent.
Hi. I'm not sure if it was this show or a different show on Under Sacred Embers, but I was asking about the nightmares.
No.
Okay, what about
the
nightmare?
One that told me to call back on the show.
No,
could have been Angel Answers you called into, or Catherine's show, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality is the Monday show.
Okay. Well, I'll just ask it again. Anyway.
Okay.
I've been having pretty consistent nightmares about someone from my past for years, and. I am in therapy and everything, but I'm just wondering if there is a way to stop them or, you know.
Are you a lucid dreamer at all?
Is lucid dreaming trying to control it a little bit?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. When you're aware it's a dream and then you kind of know that your thoughts are going to shape the dream.
Sometimes I am, but not always.
Can I tell you that I went through years of therapy, and through the years of therapy that I put myself through, I was also simultaneously having nightmares, which I had never had, and that I was a lucid dreamer until I started having these nightmares, and it felt like my ability to control my dreams went away as soon as they got scary. Through my therapy, as I was healing, I was slowly gaining the ability in my dreams to control them again. Mm-hmm. Your dreams are showing you something that you truly fear. And for me, I actually had to face those fears in the dream before they started going away. I say that because I know how dark it can be. I know how scary it can be. But just know that this, again, is just a lesson. It's a challenge. It's an experience. There are many things that you are going to learn from. And through that learning, you are going to heal.
Okay.
This is Linda. I just want to add something.
Can I
have lucid dreaming or astral experiences that aren't positive sometimes. And sometimes they are people from my past. And I just... aware of myself in the dream, I let the person know. I said, whatever situation you're bringing to me now, it's over. We are not doing this anymore. I tell that person. It could either be that person or it could be a representation of that person. This is resolved. Mm-hmm. We will not be dealing with this again. And sometimes even I'll wake up and say it out loud. And it's been working for me to do that. To know that you're done with the thing. You're done with these nightmares. You're done with these interactions. Does that help?
Yeah, and sometimes I do, say that that's enough, or, this is done, or I'll, say, what was I going to say? Or I'll try to send, some kind of loving energy to that person.
Yes.
But it seems like I have to keep repeating myself, to go away or whatever.
Linda, what you just said gave me a revelation as cards fell out, and I got the Ace of Pentacles and the Magician. And basically what this is it's an opportunity to change your soul contract. Basically, you're dipping into the astral worlds to change your soul contract from there. That's why this is happening. And yes, you're going to have to possibly do it enough times to where you truly believe it. It's
okay.
Your faith that will heal.
Yeah, you have to know that it's done.
You are.
Can I
the
share?
Magician. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have to act as if it already has been answered. Thank you in advance, universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to. I feel that. Because I got a yes. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to stop it, you yourself. I know this one is really tough. I just, got the feeling, to me it would be like somebody being sexually abused by a dream. You have to just not give them the energy, which is so hard to do. The love is not going to penetrate through, like you said, through that person. But like what Hawk and Linda was saying, you have to take control. And I know you don't have a mean bone in your body, but you're going to have to. It's the opposite of love, I feel, that you need to do to stop this dream. But on the other hand, the reason why, Christiana, that this is coming up now is because your whole life is changing. You've done a lot of work, I feel, in the last year to get to the point that you are. So this is a positive thing that you now know, like Hawk was saying, that how he got to that point where he could stop it. So you're at that point now. It's a pivotal. It's you can either go back to the way you were, or you can keep fighting and move on. So you just got to keep fighting another fight. I know, but I think you're on the road to that. You're strong enough to deal with that. You're at that point. So there's a therapy or... self-therapy is paying off, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I add to this conversation?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah, my experience of that being empathic and loving the state of lucid dreaming, It's a very, very powerful state. But nightmares came up for me, and they instilled in me very, very powerful feelings, usually fear, you know. But it was just feeling, and it was pointed, and it was just telling me that my body is holding something that it needs to release. So I let my body release this trapped feeling around the fear, and then it went away, because for me, feelings are healing. People don't die from feeling. They die from suppressing feelings, from not feeling.
Agreed. So, agreed.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to that old one from Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And more, I just get that reinforced. Every time fear comes up, the fear I had was I'm afraid to jump into my power and to accept how powerful I really am. So that's why I loved my nightmares, because they put me in that space. And all I had to do was just let my body shake, rattle, roll, scream, rant. My body always knows what it needs to do. It's only my mind that stops it from doing it. So I just get my mind out of the driving seat and say, go for it, body, go for it. Release. And it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Fear is just frozen fun.
Yep. I do have one more, just branching off of the other question. I was wondering, is this all me, or am I actually meeting this person in, like, the astral?
It could be the person, or it could be a representation of the person. And the way you can tell that is there will be something off about it. They won't be exactly like the person. Maybe they will dress differently, or something they will say is really off from what the person said. If it's a representation, then you've attracted that to work out the situation with whoever it was. So is there something different about this?
Okay.
Basically,
so
the phone line.
Mostly just me.
Yeah. Basically, the phone line goes both ways. You can call, so you can, of their soul, to show up, or they can reach out to you, and it goes both ways. But I'll give you this to help you. Remember, if you zoom out, you and this other person are the same person anyways. So it's only one being communicating with itself. You happen to be giving attention and awareness to your life to work it out on this piece, this little fractal of the giant crystal that is all that is. So I do think that, I think the key, as always, is forgiveness. And it's not necessarily for the other person. It's for yourself. It's for all the ways that you harm yourself, negate, doubt, belittle yourself, judge, or be unkind to yourself through your own confusions. And you should forgive yourself for that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's perfect for her, Huck.
You know, the kindest of us carry the most guilt. And how sad is that? For we're children of the universe, and we have nothing to feel guilty for.
Jessica or Lynn, did you have anything?
Yeah.
Jess, go ahead.
For Christiana, the evolution card came flying out for you, and the evolution card for you says, life in the physical dimension is all about your soul's evolution, and you now understand that the quickest way to evolve is to utilize the energy of love in all that you do. Every day you are presented with opportunities to project your loving energy tempered with understanding. Acknowledge each day that allows you to become more aware of the world around you, chance to expand spiritually. Look upon each experience and person as something you need to learn from, because that is what you signed up for. That's why you are here. You spiritually evolve when knowledge gained through application of lesson and integration of truth resonates within your being. It can be difficult to grow without stepping outside your comfort zone. This is where the virtues of faith and hope are tested, and you embrace the conviction that everything works out for the good. The power of love is the infinite truth. With this power, you are not influenced by judgment or bitterness. With it, all things are understood, accepted, and forgiven. When aligned with love, you are able to see the common threads running through everyone and everything. You become aware that all is a part of a greater whole. The mindfulness, the truth is bigger than your ego, as well as gratitude for every experience you have, is an important aspect of your evolution. And that's the card I got for you, Christiana.
Amen.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Lynn, and I'll finish up here. Christiana, I wrote down first taking out the trash. And if you can meditate and imagine your sacred space, and that's the place that you live eternally, where you came from, where you go. And if you can imagine that like a room, almost like that you live in, your soul lives in. So you're being asked to inspect that space for any mess that's been left behind by others, because that's your space. Stuff doesn't belong there. And often you'll find like somebody's left some inconsequential piece of trash in your space. And it's sort of like the violet flame meditation is great for that, to get rid of old lingering junk that serves you not at all and needs to be tossed. So clean out your sacred space, because that's yours and it must be kept beautifully, and it's a sacred place for you. The other thing I wrote down was bleeder valve. Sometimes, like dreams and nightmares and whatnot, act like a bleeder valve for stuff that we're not dealing with. So it's trying to like rid your body of all those scary hoobies that get accumulated when we don't face what's going on with us. I think the nightmares are kind of a gift to you. You know, they're telling you that you need to look closer at X, whatever it is that you need to look closer at. But the good news that I'm getting is you are totally, like, the student is now ready. Like, you've been going through a learning process, and I think you're so ready to kick butt spiritually. So don't be afraid anymore. Just, oh, my God, I saw Jaden again in his Superman costume. He just flashed me that. So I think what Jaden is saying to you is like, you're Superman now, or Superwoman, whatever you want to call it, but you're your own superhero. Thank you, Jaden. That was so cool. All right. That's me. That's what I've got.
Okay. I thought, well, I just, before I go, I wanted to throw it out there that often the dreams are often about me being in prison, and she's like the guard. So that's a comment. I just wanted to say that.
Wow. I think that's pretty. That's pretty black and white. You know, that doesn't really. That's not too nebulous at all. That's the message is pretty straightforward. Yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to. That's, you don't have to do that anymore. That was then. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Glinda's like, you know, you have no power here. Be gone. Poof. You know.
Yeah. Be gone.
Yeah. I had the image, how powerful would it be if you just sat down in the cell and meditated your way up?
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? That is my biggest fear also, Christiana, is being locked up in a prison. Isn't that crazy? I always have that. I'm like, I can't even go. I do a lot of work with police, but once they take me downstairs to show me where the jail is, I am out the door. I can't be anywhere close to that.
Yeah, it is a scary thought.
That's for sure.
I want to give you kudos because all of your good work in therapy is why this is happening.
Yes, it is.
It truly coincides because the work you do on your thought patterns and behavioral patterns will allow your spiritual patterns to actually come through. And
you're
so,
so
you,
close.
This will help. Yeah, this will really help speed up the process. You're going to feel like a brand new person once you get through this. It's a rebirth, and it's beautiful. Kudos.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Cool. You're welcome.
Thank you, Christiana. Keep us advised, will you? Let us know how it goes.
Okay. I will. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Take care.
Okay. Love and light, Christiana. Okay, our next caller is 850. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
We're good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I've tried everything, and I just don't even know what is the – it's like my weight has plateaued. I'm not overweight, but, I mean, I do have weight on me compared to what I was when I was younger. I was like a size 6, and now I'm like a size 11. So I know for my health it would be good to lose some weight, like 10, 20 pounds. But I'm plateaued for like 2 years, and I cannot lose it. And I'm like – what can I do to lose it? I mean, I've tried everything, even decreasing the amount of food. You know, I'm not gaining, I'm not losing. So it's like, how do I get my metabolism going?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you something my dad told me when I was having that issue. And that was the reason why I was heavier than I used to be is because I felt like I needed to take more space to be present in the world, to be noticed, to have control over things. It was a psychological thing for me. And I meditated on that at night a lot. And, you know, the mind and the gut actually have connection. So your mind kind of tells your gut how to process whatever you take in. So if it's adding extra weight to you, it's coming from your mind. So what I needed to do was accept that even if I was smaller, I still had the same amount of power I always had. I was always the person I was. So what I would do is go to sleep at night and begin to envision myself being just as powerful and taking up my own emotional space in the world, my own integrity, and seeing myself go back to the lower weight. And you know what? It took about 6 months, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel the same way, Linda, because I think you're right. I did kickstart it with protein, but during COVID, I feel that a lot of us gained weight because we totally felt powerless over the whole situation in the world and our being and stuck in a house for 2 years. You know what I mean? It was a horrible, horrible time. And I also gained weight and never had that weight on me since I was a child. And it was just like, I felt like I did not have a place in this world or a space. And once we started to break out of that, finding my footing again and imagining me being outside and not inside the house, it was easy to start moving and I lost like 35 pounds and have kept it off because now I have my space again. I found my place in the world again. And I think it has to do with a lot with retirement also. If you're retired and you're retired, are you retired or are you working?
I was a very active worker. I mean, I was a semi-truck driver, and I unloaded my 53-foot trailer every day. So I was very fit. So, yeah, of course, my activities have slowed down, so I'm trying to stay busy, you know, working in the garden, working, standing on the roof. And so I started trying to be more active, you know, and I used to be very active.
Huh? Yeah, maybe you need to do something in your community, like join a charity or – that's how I started, and because I am not a good retiree, not at all. I'm working more now than I did before I was retired, but I'm just not good at staying home. I could try to keep myself busy, too, and it didn't work. But once I got out there and started, you know, involved in a charity or involved in an assisted living home or something like that, it just melted away. because I found my place again. Because I when I retired, I owned a restaurant, so I was really out in the community, and a lot of people knew me. I was on TV, and then all of a sudden that was all gone once I sold that and retired. And it was really, and like you, you met a lot of people, and then that's all gone. You're not with those people anymore, and it's like, well, I need to find my way. And it was horrible for a couple of years, but being back out in the community and being active, just not at home, getting out is probably the way to go. You're right. But, you know, do you just need to move out of your space?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
My cards agree. This is Hawk. They're telling me that you need to give in order to receive. And that the spiritual lesson ahead is that spirit is all around you, in everyone you meet.
Huh.
And I know that's weird because we're talking about weight, but I always interpret these as the spiritual lessons because I think Linda was spot on. Your life has changed, so that would explain physically why you keep more weight on now, because you were super active before, and obviously that's going to happen, and maybe you're not used to doing the whole meditation fasting thing, but basically if you don't move, you don't need food.
Yeah, I mean, I move. I actually stay, work circles around my boyfriend, but it's just not the high level that I was. I mean, a 53-foot trailer is pretty hard work. And,
yes, it is.
It's not the same type of work, you know what I mean?
Is there anything around you that you know of that interests you to, like, maybe volunteer for?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Because I kind of have this realization that you're going to get the extra work by giving, by literally volunteering your time for places or causes that you care about.
How about delivering Meals on Wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, Meals on Wheels. Yeah.
Huh. That's a good idea.
They have that everywhere, and they need people bad. That's what I see, too. Is I see something to do with the elderly, like Meals on Wheels, or even if it's going into some of their communities every week and just talking to them, because you sound like a really fun person, you know. I don't know, something like that. I agree with Hawk 100%. That's what I meant, like charity work or volunteering.
Now, I've been volunteering, helping my boyfriend's mom. She's 90 years old, and they needed a caregiver, but I'm like 2 hours away, but I've been going up there trying to help out here lately.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's probably part of it right there. You're going to just getting out of your home base, I think, will help a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Michelle, I had another suggestion. This is Jessica. If you're kind of thinking about, you know, from a nutritional standpoint, I know that I've been following the medical medium for quite some time, and I know that when we get into problematic weight that may not come off, I know that celery juice in the morning really helps with, like, stuck weight that's hard to get rid of.
And that's supposed to help with inflammation, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like 16 ounces every morning, it really helps move the excess weight.
Now, where do you get that celery juice?
Actually, I do it every morning, and I buy my celery from the store, and I have a juicer and just run it through the juicer.
I got
you. Just organic celery or, you know, any type of celery that you can get from the grocery store.
I have seen it at Walmart, too, if you want to get it that way. It's over by the, like, if there's a Walmart in your area or some kind of grocery store, it's over. It's kind of in a weird place because it's over by the veggies, but in the veggies, like the fine juices, it's not in the regular juice. It's where kombucha.
I think I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the chopped food is and stuff.
Yeah, around by there or close to it.
Fresh produce.
Yeah, you can buy it already juiced if you don't have a juicer.
Oh, I'll have to. Of course, fresh is always best, but.
Yeah, if you don't have one, then that way.
Well, I like that idea. I want to try that. It's like I have no energy Well, thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate it so much.
Have we heard from Bob yet?
No.
We haven't heard from him either.
No, I don't think so.
Bob, are you still there?
I don't have much. Yeah, I don't have too much to say about weight, except that in my own journey, when I put on weight, it was I was putting on a suit of armor. I didn't want people to get to know me. I didn't want to have to share my story and be authentic. I was coming from a, and this is early in my recovery, I was so ashamed of what I suffered as a child. I blamed myself for the fact that my mum was always beating me and that my dad never spent any time with me. So once I'd healed those wounds of childhood, I no longer felt shame and guilt, and the weight dropped off. And now in my later life, one thing in a practical sense was I went on the carnivore diet and I lost 10 kilos in 2 months.
Oh, wow. My brother told me about that.
Yeah. It's great. I love it.
Oh. Yeah, I actually, talking about that, it sounds like it's easy to do. But my brother told me about it, and I'm like, I don't know. And I thought, well, I'll try it. And that's what I did, nothing but meat and, of course, cheese. And it was so hard. But I actually lost, like, 5 pounds. But then I started eating vegetables again, and I still love my vegetables. But it did do something that I did lose 5 pounds, but it's hard to follow. I've never been a diet person, you know. I just stayed active, but now that I'm older and not as active as I was younger, and that carnival diet, I praise you, because that is harder than what people think, you know. But I guess it's that way with any diet, but you would think it'd be easy, but it's not.
Exactly. Hard work.
I think
focused on just the meat.
Well, I just find it's easier to cook. It's like a one-pan thing. And I mix it up by going on the internet, finding lots of different recipes. And so it can be varied. And I like my veggies too. So once a week, I might spoil myself and do some French fries, you call them. I love crispy chips, you know. Or a steamed broccoli with some melted cheese over the top. So yeah, you can be really strict with it, or just use it in balance, you know. But it is the tail. It is liver, kidneys, stuff like that, you know. But I love it, and I'm actually spending less now on the carnivore diet for my food than I was when I was omnivorous.
So you're still on the diet?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How many years have you been doing it?
Oh, only about 6 months now. And I've had a couple of lapses.
It's easy to do. It's easy to do. How much weight did you lose, did you say?
I lost 10 kilos in 2 months.
I don't know what that is. Is that 10 pounds?
No, it's 25 pounds.
Pounds.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness, that's
what's
good.
What's the name of this diet? What diet is this?
It's all meat and cheese.
The carnivore?
Yeah, but it's basically meat and cheese. So you got to have that fat in the cheese, I think.
Fish.
Eggs,
fish.
Too.
Yeah, and eggs.
Yeah, lots of fish. And bacon is king. Bacon is king.
Bob, you're making me hungry.
Yeah, right?
Thank you for giving me the power to do that.
Well, golly,
Linda,
thank
you
guys so much.
No, I'm just laughing because I'm a vegetarian, and so I'm listening to all you guys like, meat. No.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No,
I couldn't do the carnivore thing. I can't do that.
Yeah, but each to
his own. I will say
like,
from,
yeah,
exactly what you're about to say, all the spiritual messages seem to say, eat what you want. As long as you're thankful for it, then that's the point. And really listen to your body because it knows what it needs. And if you learn how to listen to it, it'll tell you what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we have all our own paths. And I think the key really is loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, what works
just
for
the goal.
Yeah, if it works for one person and not another, that's just natural and normal. And, you know, what works for me may not work for you. But I'm glad. Like, I love this show. It's starting to be like everyone can have a different viewpoint. Nobody gets punched. It's lovely. what I wanted to tell, to suggest, Michelle, is that one thing I found helps me is to do a little bit of practice. Like, it doesn't have to be yoga. It could be Qigong or Tai Chi, any of those practices that involve stretching, flexibility, and breathing, because the breath work is really important for you, too. Because what I get when I listen to you is that you do a lot, and you do a lot for others as well. Is that correct? Like you're like a very giving person of your time and energy.
Yes,
Is that correct?
Yes, I am very much so.
Oh, it's beautiful. No, it's beautiful, but don't forget.
Well, it can be a downfall. Like I've got a sister and, you know, she's been, you know, taken from the elderly and like 32,000 and she's, you know, just drugs and, you know, it's not been very nice. And she wants to be this rich person and we're totally opposite people, totally opposite. I'm so grateful for everything. I'll give you an example. Like one time for Christmas, I gave everybody a card and put $5 in it because I didn't have much money that year. And she got so mad. Well, I bought gifts for all the kids. And then when I was picking up the wrapping paper off the floor, I found her card. And on that card I gave her, said, Jesus is the reason. And she crumbled it up and threw it in the floor. That was just, like, so depressing. So now she's lost her house. She got evicted. She's had that house almost 20 years and got evicted. She got charged with animal abuse, although I think that was – I don't really think she meant to do it. She basically took it in her own hands and amputated the cat's leg because the kid, her son, brought the cat to her and tried to save it, but she was trying to play doctor because she's an RN. So now she got charged with that, and she may lose her RN license too. And now she was in a hotel, and she ran out of money, and she has nowhere to go. She's living in her house. I mean, her car, and I don't know what, you know, she's in another state, and I don't, it's like, I don't know how to help her, except for maybe have my son go take her some food, because I don't have the money to give her, and it's like, and God says, you know, all my kids are like, oh, I don't like her, and I'm like, well, she is my sister, and I do love her, and yes, we don't see eye to eye, and we probably never will, but God says to forgive, too, and, you know, I don't want to give her any money because she could spend it on drugs, too, and, of course, I really don't have it to give, but you know what I'm saying? It's like I am a very giving person, so it's like I'm on the Internet trying to find her a camping ground that's legal for her to stay and sleep in her car, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Holy cow. Oh, Michelle, you know, you're going through some stuff, and I don't – okay, we have a public rating, so I don't want to be rude, but here, when the spit hits the fan, so to speak, you don't want to be standing on the other side of that fan. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be getting splashed with what's happening. And I understand, like, that's your sister and you love her, and you're watching like her hitting the walls that she's created herself. She's creating this stuff happening,
right,
in her life.
Right, every bit of it. She caused every bit of it, and I know it, so it's like I want to stay away from her.
Absolutely, and that's wise. You know, as the wizard says, courage is just because you run away from danger doesn't mean you're a coward, right? It can be wisdom, too. And the thing is, yeah, sometimes not getting involved is the best way to help a person. But, you know, what I guess the point I was making, though, is you are such a giver, such a giver. And so that's a good boundary that you've created. You have to. It's horrible watching people go through stuff, but it's probably worse when, you know, it's like trying to save someone who's drowning. Like, you can drown, too, by trying to save them the wrong way. And so you're doing the right thing. I guess what I'm trying to say is try a little bit, just 10 minutes a day of breath work and stretching. Because the work you've been doing up till now, like the unloading trucks and whatnot, that is like basically weightlifting, bodybuilding, stuff like that. So look towards balancing that with flexibility and breath. And it feels like it's going to take you to a different place, even for 10 minutes a day. And you'll go, oh, this is nice. It's a different place to go in the physical.
That's really good information. I really appreciate it.
Well,
I really
it works
did.
For me. And, yeah, I know if I force myself to take that 10 minutes, it changes the course of – it changes the energy of the day. And, yeah, and you're going to be fine. You're just such a lovely earth angel. Earth angels get tired, and they go through stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Hard just sitting back. I mean, I know in my heart she brought all this onto her, and she's got to get herself out of it. She's got to hit rock bottom, and that's where she's at right now.
Mm-hmm. It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, you know, as Einstein said. And I don't know. It's like sitting watching a movie, and like the guy, he's like, don't go in the door. Don't go up those stairs. But they do, you know, they always do. Even though there's a running car outside they can get into and reek off, you know. So, I don't know. We can't really change anybody's course.
No, you know, that's very true. You know, I think, I don't know. I think God gives lessons and disciplines us. And I feel like he's trying to teach her to be grateful, you know.
Yeah. We all learn in our own classroom. Sorry, Hawk? Oh, I thought Hawk was about to say something.
No, I'm on mute.
Okay, I'm hearing. Oh, it's okay. I'm hearing. I just heard a male voice. That's all. It's either you or
it might have been my mind. But
oh, maybe, eh? That's okay. I hear voices all
the
time. It's okay. I've been tested. I'm not crazy. So go ahead. Does anybody want to add anything?
I will add, and maybe that's what you were hearing. The breath work seems really important, and what she was saying. And I like how you mentioned basically all different forms of martial arts. And I wanted to point out that in even karate, I did Shoryu karate, and there's a kata called Sanchen. And they always express that this is what the masters would practice. And it's one of the most basic forms in that there's not a lot of movement. There's not a lot of punching. There's no kicking. It's just moving while breathing slowly, intensely, and flexing your whole body at once. And and apparently that's what the masters practice as they get older. They find that that is the most transformative piece of the system. And it's probably because of the breath work. So I find that important.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you guys, because being stressed over your sister like that, believe me, I've been there, not with my sister, but with my child and stuff. And that can totally mess up your whole being. And that's going to hold on, like I think Linda said at the beginning, because there's not a place for you. She's taken over your place in your mind, and it's so stressful. I feel so bad for you. I know how that is. But you got to... like Lynn said, you're going to have to release it, and what they're telling you at Hawk and Lynn is saying, I think will help a lot with breath work. It's the beginning. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I hope we helped you. I hope we helped you, Michelle.
Yes, it's been a joy talking to all of you. I didn't realize there were so many people here.
It's a party.
So it's been awesome.
Fabulous.
Well, you're supposed to advise how things go, okay? Call back in.
I will, and God bless all of you.
Right back at you,
Liz. Same.
Thank you.
What a beautiful soul. So our last caller, Linda, is 267. And can we get your name, please?
Yeah, it's Jessica.
Jessica, hi. Go for it.
Hi. So I'm starting an interview, it's several interviews with this one company for this position that I think is a good job for me. I think I would really like it. What my concern is that it seems that their base pay is it's too low. There's commission too, but for my experience level. So I was going to bring it up on one of the conversations with when I speak to the lady in HR, but I was just kind of wondering what you guys are picking up about this, because I've just had been sorting through a lot of emotions and past experiences with having this happen before. And I just want to really be happy about the job that I take and be well compensated. Obviously.
This is Linda, I'm going to start off.
Go ahead, Linda.
Been in this situation. What you can do when you talk to HR is find out if this low pay is only during a probation period. I had to go on low pay for, I think it was 3 months, and I could handle it because I had some savings. But then after that, they would bump your pay up depending on your performance. And if they can bump it up high enough for you, then it might be worth considering this job, since it sounds like you're compatible with it. But if they can't, if they're going to say, well, no, we don't do that until the COLA comes out, cost of living, I would look somewhere else, because you wouldn't want to be able to live on less that you're able to live on for a long period of time.
Well, so what I keep playing with is, I wonder if this is just still, the same pattern that I've been in the past of just applying for jobs that are below my skill set or
yes.
I'm trying to get out of that. I thought I was getting out of it.
I got two cards for you, and they represent a lot of the same things, the Hanged Man and the Four of Swords. I'm wondering if the unhappiness isn't from the money but from the jobs itself.
Because I
see a lot of abundance.
Power position. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, say again what you were saying.
I want to be in more of an authoritative, a power position, but I'm not seeing those jobs really posted online, or I don't know how to look for them necessarily. I'm not really sure. I come from an out-of-a-box experience, past work experience.
I'm feeling right away, Jessica, I don't mean to interrupt anyone, is what I'm getting for you from my guides is there's nothing wrong with you asking for a raise, and you're just wanting to, it's like you're wanting to push yourself to the next level because you know you can do it, but you want to be compensated well for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like if you just keep looking, you're going to find it. And what I'm hearing is ask out loud, ask your guides to guide you and direct you right where you need to go. They're always standing by to help.
Yeah. I got the same as Jessica, but I got ask these people in HR. You might as well ask up front before you start the whole process. Because you do want a role like that, and what Linda was saying, is this going to work into something like that? Is this just because a lot of them do have probationary periods. I feel the same right now. I don't know what's going on, but there was a point where you were getting paid a lot more in the last couple of years because, coming out of COVID again, here we go. They were looking for a lot of people that didn't want to work, so the jobs were paying a lot more. I feel that they have gone back down now to where they want you to ask, but I feel the funds are there for you in this job, and this could be one of those that is going to work into something, because I got a yes on the pendulum, but I got also ask. So I think you're right in that you should talk to them right away and be upfront. So you're not feeling like if you did take the job and then you're not going to get a raise, it's not going to work out for you. So I would ask up front.
I saw the girl's profile on LinkedIn on who's going to be interviewing me, like as far as like my boss. Like this is a new division that they're setting up in the company. And it kind of feels like I'm more qualified than her for her job. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to be petty like that because, like, I'm happy starting up this division for them. But I I want to be able, you know, it's like they advertise the job that it's like, I've learned this with a bunch of jobs, that, like, they advertise a job that they want a lot of things done and they want, like, a higher level of expertise. But then the salary is, like, sort of entry-level salary or, like, mid-level something. And it just, again, I mean, I don't come from, like, I've run my business, my own business for many years, and I kind of have, like, an unconventional background, and I'm trying to, like, get a job within corporate that I, like, love, that I'm, again, like, valued for, like, what I bring. So, I mean, I'm going to ask the question, but it's been tossing and turning in my head, and like and I've been waking up in the middle of the night the last couple of days, and I'm like, I do ask for help, and like this is the job that they brought me, and I'm like, I've been trying to like get this powerful position for maybe around a year, so I don't want to judge.
Can
the
I ask
process.
A question?
Yeah,
I think it's the job. That's what I'm getting. Go ahead, Hawk.
Do you have a fear of either success or failure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I play with that a lot, of course. You know, I don't know. Maybe I have a fear of actually being successful, like stepping into success.
Yeah. I kept thinking of the word worthy. You are worthy, right? And you have to know that. Because you're going to manifest whatever it is you're focusing on. And if you're so focused on whether or not I can ask or make this money or do I deserve it or what happens if this thing happens, then, you know, it would be better to focus on it will happen. And you're going to make it happen. And there's a really beautiful way of doing that, too, by being kind and by being nice, but by being strong and standing for yourself, while also being loving and nurturing towards others. Who wouldn't want to give you the best job if you show up like that? And you have to know that you deserve it. And so you're going to help whoever is helping you create that position for you.
Yeah.
I do think there's a fear here.
Yeah, I mean, I totally hear that. I do my affirmations or my affirmations. That's the new one. I mean, I've been working at this very hard about like that I'm worthy and like, you know what it is? It's a lot of past experience that I've gone through again over this last year of trying to bump it up for myself, of being in these situations where I have asked, like I have said to the person, hey, you know, what you're looking for me to do. I'd like, you know, I need more money for it or it's worth more money for what I bring to the table. I've had conversations like that, or I've tried to like maneuver a job into like a consulting position rather than the position I was in. And it was just like one experience after the next that like it wasn't able to work out. So there's kind of like some fear of like, oh, is this another one of those things that's not going to work out? And I don't want to repeat the story, even though I just repeated the story, but, like, that's what's going on for me in my head.
Yeah.
But let me give you a little something. Hawk, why don't you tell her what it takes to be an actor? How many doors do you have to put your foot in? I mean, this is just from experience, I'm going to tell you. This could go on for another year like that until you find what you're at. But there's so many doors that reopen. So sometimes you have to stick your foot in the door while it's closing. And it might close on you, but there's always another one. And it could take 20 before you get to the job that you're manifesting. Or right, Hawk? Am I right?
Yeah. No, yes. Time, right? Time is just a tool for us to learn in. And totally this whole time, it all just clicked for me. It's all wrapping up now with my cards, too. Is the whole thing is that it might be that you have something set in your mind for how you're going to be happy and how you're going to be abundant. But the messages from the others today were about asking for it. And also we have to remember that we don't know what is best for us. When you kept saying it's been a year and you learned those things, I kept thinking, well, those are the past. Don't put the past on the future. Only experience the now. Keep going for what you want, manifesting that. And my cards with the hangman, you have to find a new perspective. And so I'm wondering if you're asking for the guidance, you might get brand new guidance that totally changes what your goals are. And this might just be the challenge of going through that. And as my aunt was trying to point out, like, a year can sometimes be very long, but sometimes it can be very short. And it really depends on where we are in the lessons, of what we learned and how to maneuver. And then it could also just be time, because we live on a planet and we experience the world. And so sometimes we have to go with their time too.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's a lot of spiritual lessons here. And I think it has to do with abundance and feeling that whatever position you're in, whatever life you're in. And it might be that the rejection actually is the gift that you're going to hold out until you get what you know you are worthy of. Acting is very hard in that way, in that your job is basically to audition. And you audition all week long, and most of the time you get no. And you always have to make sure you don't take it personally, because it didn't have to do with you. It had to do with them and what they thought they were looking for. So
right.
Be kind to yourself. Right? And you are worthy. And it might take more time, but also ask for guidance, because I think it's possible that you might be shown that your soul will actually benefit from some other path. The two cards I got were the hangman, which is about meditating and finding a new perspective on where you are exactly now. But then the future card was the four of swords, which I said earlier is very reminiscent of the 3 days of death and resurrection. And that this is some meditative experience that you will go through and be reborn on the other side.
Right, okay. That's what I've been in, is sort of like this meditative, just prayer and observing the patterns. And yes,
and
the plan definitely has been to ask, but it's not the time yet to ask. It will be in like 2 days.
Well, ask your guides. Too. That's what I mean. You know, I wasn't necessarily asking them.
I mean, I'm asking them to heal whatever, like to direct me. You know, I'm still applying for jobs. Does anybody want to take any guesses as far as what they think is going to, if I'm going to end up taking this job or not?
This is going to be up to you, babe. Oh, sorry.
Well,
just real quick.
This whole year, when I've been interviewing for jobs, if it's not right, spirit just removes it. I don't even get offered the position. It's just taken out. Like, I get the lesson, and then it's removed, like the job opportunity.
Jessica?
I don't think it's going to be. Jessica, what do you think? I don't think it's going to be removed. I don't.
Neither.
That's what I get. Right, Linda? I get that it's
right.
This could be the
up
one.
Up to her to make a decision.
Yeah, because this is a good one, because it's a new, it's a new, what is it called? When you said,
it's a new job.
And this is like right up your alley. You like stuff like this. You're going to be a integral part to this new wing that they're doing, or whatever they're doing. I that's what I get. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
that's what makes me excited about it. Like, that's why I'm really excited about it. But I'm like, I know what is required on the front end, that you don't necessarily earn a lot of commission right off the bat. So it's like a lot of structural things that I'm going to be able to bring to it. So that's exactly the conversation I'm going to be having with HR. But
I think it's a negotiable position.
Okay.
Because it is new. It's new.
Okay.
So they don't even know where they're coming from.
That's
so that would be the crime. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think you can negotiate. We were saying asking, but maybe it's negotiate is a better word. But because it's a new form of their company, that always, you know, gives it up. But you got to let us know what happens, because we are out of time, though. So let us know how it goes. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, I spoke to you like several months ago, you guys,
yeah.
Like the last time we called, and I was like living in that house that was like sort of a healing commune with like
yep.
a crazy lady.
Yes.
And like right after I spoke to you guys, it must have been like maybe a week later or something, because I was only there for 2 weeks. My soul just took me out of that spot, and then I like ended up
awesome.
Somewhere else. Like it just happened
cool.
so quick. Yeah.
So this is,
well,
yeah, so I say
there?
Go for this job. Go for it. You got nothing to lose. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Karen Allen.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is your chance to shine.
Yes, it is. I really feel. You're right, Bob. I think she's going
to
shine on this one. This could change her whole life. That's what I got. Bright light. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
let's
all right, guys.
Around the table and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Bob, would you like to start?
Just Google the gift of depression, Bob Eden, and everything I've produced will come up.
Awesome.
Tony?
Great. Yeah, so I am on Enter the Light and Sacred Embers and Tony the Good Witch at Wixsite.com and also on Facebook, Tony Jorgensen, and every other social media path there is. Tony Jorgensen, please contact me. I'll see you in
Jessica?
The astral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. I'm on Facebook under that name. We also have a group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And I'm also on and in the Sacred Embers group and on their website.
Cool. Lynn?
Yeah, you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can also find the whole Sacred Embers network at sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And we're Enter the Light on Facebook. Carry on, man. I think it's Hawk next, right?
Right, Hawk.
Yes. My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. You can find me on the Sacred Embers website. And at some point, I'll have my own things to share. Until then, peace and blessings, everyone.
And I'm Linda Irwin. You can find me on Spreaker under Linda Irwin, YouTube on Linda Irwin. And you can also click my link in the show description. Next week, it's time for Halloween. It's time to have fun with the barriers grow thinner, and we never know what spirits will come dressed in costumes to us. So please be sure to join us, won't you?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll have you back
Thank
again,
you, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
You're the best.